W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report, the Iowa caucuses.
Former President Trump was the winner by a landslide.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa.
His margin better than 50%. CBS's Major Garrett.
The Trump campaign can replicate this in other states. He's going to be incredibly hard to beat. He's the incumbent, he's the challenger, and he's the victim. That is for him. And it was proved here in Iowa, a potent combination.
Nikki Haley finished third, just behind Ron DeSantis. She tells CBS Mornings, Trump is not the solution.
I don't think he needs to be the next president. I'm going to be the next president. And so we want to move forward so that he's no longer a part of the conversation, that we leave the chaos of the past, and we move forward with the solutions of the future.
Vivek Ramaswamy won't be moving on with the rest of the pack. He suspended his campaign and endorsed Donald Trump after finishing fourth in Iowa. Next up. Stop for the contenders, New Hampshire. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate is in session today. The upper house is taking up a couple of bills aimed at child pornography. One would outlaw AI-generated images, and another would ban lifelike child sex dolls. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen today.
More and more, I feel that the people of ill will have used much more effectively than have the people of goodwill. We will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the hateful words and the actions of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There are some school closures today, but not widespread. Milwaukee Public Schools made the call to cancel, with school in session for kids in the Waukesha District, plus Racine and Kenosha Unifieds. If you aren't sure about other things that might be closed today, you should call ahead. The advisory warns of wind chills as low as 35 below, which could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. There's a search in Cudahy for a missing 16-year-old. Brandon Johnson Jr. has been reported missing, with his family last seeing him yesterday afternoon. Cudahy police have classified him as critically missing. According to his family, he turned off his phone. Images of Johnson have been shared online, and anyone with information about his location is urged to come forward. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Marquette with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Marquette got a much-needed victory over Villanova, 87-74. The Golden Eagles had lost three of their last five games. Head coach Shaka Smart.
There had to be some doubt, and I thought the guys did a great job of overcoming that.
Smart says they had a special guest speaker before the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade.
D. Wade gave the pregame talk, and he said, you guys have to win today. I thought our guys did play with a level of desperation and commitment to what goes into winning, even as Villanova was raining threes in the first half.
NFL, it's the Packers against the 49ers Saturday night. Matt LaFleur on that throw from Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks in their win over the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, that cover zero play that he ripped that post to Wicks. I mean, that was one of those plays that just, you could sit there and watch that all day long.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
B It is brutally cold out there this morning. We have a wind chill advisory in effect today through tonight. The wind chill hovering between minus 25 and minus 30 here for a good chunk of the day. Windy, partly to mostly cloudy, 2 above for an actual high today. 1 below tonight, some light snow, 14 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. It means Tuesday with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Jake from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Jake. Your thoughts?
Yeah, CJ just points out there's nothing that a white man from the exurbs knows more who's been listening to right-wing radio and only that and Fox TV for the past 30 to 40 years knows more than anyone else. Anyways, I don't know. He just comes from an area of hatred.
So
you
listen,
can hear it in his voice.
So Jake, so we don't, you know, I don't want to focus on CJ. I want to focus on the subject matter that Sandy and I are talking about, and that's where we are in this country right now and a segment of this population that is focused on, you know, cultural things and can't seem to get beyond those cultural things. And so they look at a guy like Donald Trump as the guy who is, the amen corner, whatever Donald Trump says. Your thoughts?
I think personally it's a mixture of evangelical Christianity, if you believe in Jesus, he'll make you rich. I forgot exactly what that one's called. And just hatred and anger at anyone who is not in their white fantasy world of what things used to be. And I think there's it's a racial component and anybody who's not right wing, they hate. And I think that hatred is the easiest thing to Donald Trump to get. And that's why there's 30% of this country who technically are completely lost. And I don't think we should reach out to them. I think they need to be fought, taken down by the neck, and then never, ever allow it again to become the fascists that they are. So, and I don't know exactly how to do that, but that is what needs to be done.
Hey, Jake, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond to Jake?
Well, I mean, you know, that's the problem with a cultural war is we end up with stridency on both sides and with, you know, the notion that the notion that the right wing is the right wing. And the problem is what is right? You know, it's not conservative anymore, right? I mean, they didn't balance the budget. They haven't behaved in a fiscally responsible way. So what is right wing? It turns out that right wing has become the people who are most worried about the cultural changes in this country and fear them, right? So the right wing has become unified, I think, out of the notion that they don't like the direction things are going. People will say that. We don't like the direction that things are going. Well, what does that mean when you unbundle that expression? And I think it has much to do with what they see as cultural changes and a move away from the fabric of America as they knew it. And it's a nostalgic version of America. It's not even the real version of America. But
Sandy, those changes are inevitable.
Well, the change is inevitable, and changes are inevitable, and those change. I mean, the fact is that the extent to which there's a change, the whole focus on these the woke issues relating to sexuality and pronouns have gotten a disproportionate amount of attention to the numbers that are associated with it.
Right.
And it's the attention that has gotten, which is what's worrisome to people and what people are reacting to. It's not the issue itself. So, but the fact is that the attention is presenting people, putting into their face some of the underlying changes in our society, which they find unsettling. So, you know, we've already had a call that discussed the unsettling nature of pronouns and sexual definition. I don't know why that's unsettling, but it is.
Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Your thoughts?
You know, Jake said it all for me. I've been watching this as I listen to you and watch TV and what's going on. There's a big component in this is race. And the white race, which has been the hierarchy for some time, is afraid that they are going to lose their position. And I think that people really need to educate themselves. There's no fear. People are people. No matter who you are, no matter what your complexion is, we all want the same thing. And if we work towards unity and educate our children to that effect, we will have a good nation. But this bitter fighting over who is right and who is wrong has to stop. And I think education and getting people involved in getting to know each other and accepting each other's religion, color of their skin, everything, I think that is where we have to venture to. I don't like this. I really hate this two-sided right wing, left wing, you're right, you're wrong attitude. We got a problem. Let's fix it.
Hey, Susan, very well said, Susan. Very well said. Let's go to Thomas from West Dallas. Tom, good morning to you. Your thoughts?
Good morning, gentlemen. Listening to all this, it boils down, well, really, to make money. We got, like, Fox News constantly spreading misinformation, and since they're, like, the number one cable, people sit there and they watch this and they believe all the misinformation they say, and then they compare it to everything that Fox is saying. Also, we're talking about religion. There are people... I was reading an article about there are people who are telling ministers that the Sermon on the Mount is way too woke. Where did that come from? And why do I not hear other clergy, or have you, denounce those people? Like, you're not learning the teachings of Jesus Christ. You're learning the teachings of whoever, of Donald Trump or the Republican Party. They love the uneducated. Donald Trump has said that. You can find that. And when they were talking recently about, or just this morning, I heard that from the Iowa caucuses, that the people who voted for Nikki Haley were far more educated than the ones who voted for DeSantis or Trump. They, and that's another thing. The Republicans are pushing hard to de-educate, to dumb down this country because they can manipulate those people far better than they can be educated.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, you know, I'm a typical conservative Republican and 71 years old. I would say, like Sandy was saying, and he's got it pretty close. I would think that he thinks he's a Democrat, a woke Democrat, but he thinks like a Republican.
And, he's a woke Democrat. What's a woke Democrat? Can you help define that for me, please?
Just give me a break.
No.
Know what a woke Democrat
no,
is.
No, I don't.
But I'm telling you that Sandy is in my head, and he understands exactly how conservative Republicans think. We do not like change. we look at this country was based by Christian men and with Christian morals. And if these people would come out of the grave 200 years ago and see what's going on in this world, it'd be crazy. Most Republicans absolutely love America. They say we love America. A lot of Democrats that I have that are my friends that say, no, I hate America. I don't like the direction it's going. We need to change this thing. We need to just get rid of the Constitution and rewrite it all over again and start all over again from their way of thinking and everything. No, I don't like change. I think our country is great, and I don't want to see it go so far to the left. And like Sandy was saying before about pronouns and stuff like that. No, that's a very small part. But you know what? It's you take pronouns and then you take everything else and you put it all together, and we got a completely crazy country. We are allowing at our colleges to go out there and spew hate upon the Jewish people. But if you would have hate against black people or people of color, it would be
to Gary. As a black person, that still exists. Okay? So, you know, I would say this, Gary. You speak as if the separation between Republicans and Democrats is a chasm that can't ever be filled, Sandy, because all liberals think one way and they think about wanting to do away with the Constitution. I don't know where you get that kind of thing.
Well, here's my reaction, which is that I think Gary and I probably do have a fair amount in common in terms of our backgrounds and our thought processes. And I have no idea whether I'm a woke Democrat or not. I doubt it. I'm an open-minded person. But you've been able to define you as that. But as you look at, well, that's because it's easier to deal with someone on the other side of the table if you define them as being on the other side of the table. But I think that the frustration in the country resides on both sides. Because, Gary, you say you love America, but you're very upset with a bunch of trends in America. You would accuse the government somehow of being complicit with the universities and would take at face value the notion that Harvard, for instance, might be experiencing anti-Semitism. My guess is that I don't know. I went there, and in the years that I went there, number one, a high percentage of the students were Jewish, much higher than the percentage in the population. And two, there was literally no anti-Semitism that I was aware of. Much of the faculty was also Jewish. But we tend to be talking about America from two different sides. The liberals who talk about wanting to change America, want to improve America. You are concerned about how America is evolving. So you too want America to be different than it is. You want it to be what it was. And so, you know, we're talking about changing America, both sides. And on one side, it's viewed as un-American. And on the other side, it's viewed as diabolical, I guess, autocratic, fascist. But we've got to stop labeling it. We've got to just start talking, and we've got to pull back from tribalism, because I do believe that a fair amount of the cultural war relates to tribalism. Gary, you yourself talked about being a white Christian man. That's a tribe, okay? And so you're embracing a tribe when you say that, and it of course is troublesome to those who aren't.
Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. You know, you can join us. Sandy Williams is my co-host.
The Shaw, WAUK.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays. My co-host, Sandy Williams, and we are having really a robust conversation that needs to be had, I believe, in every sector of this nation. You know, television, print, radio, the internet. We have to have this conversation, as hurtful as it may be to some. But we're at a point where, you know, a decision is going to be made on who the president of the United States is going to be. We know clearly who the two men are. And so whether or not the decisions that are going to be made, they're going to be so impactful towards the future of our nation that we need to have this conversation. And Sandy, I will say to you, before we go back to the phone lines, that the way you responded to Gary from Sussex is right. It was, you know, you weren't beating them up. You basically pointed out that there are two sides to it. It's one thing to say my side is right, the other side is 100% wrong. And so, you know, I'm a Christian man, so I, you know, as if there's only Christians in the country.
No, well, I mean, the notion that the left is trying to destroy America
and
is,
Christianity
is based on a premise that America's, the changes to the American system or the American culture are per se wrong. When what is most upsetting to the right is the evolution of American society based on demographics and a whole bunch of inexorable forces. And so, you know, patriotism is not one-sided. And the people who view America and want to change it back are claiming patriotism. Those who view America and want to change it into the future are also, I think, patriots, but are accused by the other side of just the opposite.
All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Wow, Earl, there's a lot to unpack today, that's for sure. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that means all of us. This word woke really just means being included, and I guess we really need to get back to what the word woke means, which means wake up, people, before your democracy actually ends up dying. And Earl, I'm going to be a victim here for a second, so please do me a favor and do not interrupt me and do not cut me off, because you do it every time I get on here and talk, okay? I'm a victim. I'm a victim, and I'm calling a radio show, and I only have so much time to talk. I do want to say that I think one of the best callers is Jake out there. So, Jake, please keep calling in. But the difference that I see between today's Democrats and Republicans is the Democratic Party really believes where government is there for a social safety net, or we the people, and the Republicans are there more to control socially what it is that we are. I just want to ask anybody out there in the listening audience, what is the big effing deal to say to someone, how would you like to be addressed? It doesn't hurt you.
It doesn't hurt anybody to say, and the pronouns that you go by, big deal. Big deal. It doesn't even affect you at all. It's actually being a nice, considerate person, and it doesn't hurt anybody. And I hope everyone thinks about that. And I don't want to make that just the one issue, but it just seems to me that today's conservatism and today's being a conservative is another word for being hateful. And I hope the Republican Party of old, the Eisenhower Republican of old, takes back their party and let's have a very fair, you know, discussion about the things that we do. We are nowhere near that right now. And I also would love to see us once a day, just once a day, talk about one good thing that Joe Biden has done, because on these radio airwaves and on the TV everywhere, all you hear is Donald Trump. And if that's all we hear, and people that are uninformed voters go to a voting booth, and all of a sudden they see his name on there, they're going to choose him just because they think they heard him so much.
So, Tom, so we get so far off the conversation. The conversation that Sandy and I were having was about where this nation is with this cultural problem that we have. And based on and the fact that Donald Trump is right now riding the crest of a part of this nation's culture that wants to see things the way they once were. They don't want to see those changes. And Sandy has been pointing out. And so we get so far away from that conversation, which is a critically important conversation, to all these other fringe, and I shouldn't say fringe, but things that aren't dealing with those real issues. And those real issues, again, is that there are all these people who believe that, you know, a guy like Donald Trump is their last best hope in America. And that's kind of where we are. How do they get to a point where a man like Donald Trump is their last best hope?
Listen to all of it. I wish to heck that people were open enough to actually share what kind of money it is they make every year. So let's just say people would look at it, whether black, white, whatever ethnicity group it is, and they say, okay, I make $50,000 a year, I make $75,000 a year, and put that more into a grouping of people and realize that the people that are making the $1 billion that want their next tax break want for us to fight against each other so therefore they can divide us and then take us over. I wish people would just see that.
Hey, Tom, so, Tom, we got to take a hiatus, man. Everybody hang on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. You can join us, my co-host Sandy Williams. We'll return.
We're just still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. Uh-huh. You can't leave because your heart is there. But you can't stay because you've been somewhere else. You can't cry because you look broke down. But you're crying anyway because you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former basketball star Dwayne Wade is donating $3 million to Marquette University. Wade's gift will grow the school's summer reading program for Milwaukee children, establish a scholarship program for low-income students, and expand the university's athletic and human performance facilities. A new study recommends Wisconsin put a formula for determining alimony on the books. Shea Drefs is with Custody Exchange, the firm that did the study.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
The study says about two-thirds of states have no guidelines for alimony negotiations. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three deaths in Milwaukee are being blamed on the cold weather. That's according to the county's medical examiner. One man passed away on Friday, another Saturday, and the third yesterday. The temperatures during these days dropped to the single digits or even lower. It's suspected that at least one of the men who died was homeless. The medical examiner's office has indicated that they suspect all three men died of hypothermia. The season for swimming is far away, but Milwaukee County Parks officials are trying to get ahead of the issue. After lifeguard shortages in the past, there's a new offer of perks and incentives for those wanting to be a lifeguard. People signing up in the next few months will be entered into a drawing for $100 worth of County Parks merchandise and gift cards. Last year, lifeguard pay was at about $16.50 an hour. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Marquette with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Marquette got a much-needed victory over Villanova, 87-74. The Golden Eagles had lost three of their last five games. Head coach Shaka Smart.
There had to be some doubt, and I thought the guys did a great job of overcoming that.
Smart says they had a special guest speaker before the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade.
D. Wade gave the pregame talk, and he said, you guys have to win today. I thought our guys did play with a level of desperation and commitment to what goes into winning, even as Villanova was raining threes in the first half.
NFL, it's the Packers against the 49ers Saturday night. Matt LaFleur on that throw from Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks in their win over the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, that cover zero play that he ripped that post to Wicks. I mean, that was one of those plays that just, you could sit there and watch that all day long.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold continues to blast us with blustery winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour, dragging our wind chill values to near negative 25. As highs today struggle to get above zero, we do get to see more sunshine today. Just stay warm. A wind chill advisory remains in effect until tomorrow morning. Currently, it's 11 below zero.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
knocking at the door. Somebody ringing a bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing a bell. Do me a favor, open the door. Let them in. Ooh, yeah. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing a bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing a bell. Do me a favor, open the door. Let them in. Yeah. Let them in.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Yes, sir. Somebody's knocking at the door. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. And as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's Tuesday. That means my co-host is Sandy Williams. We've had a robust conversation about where we are. And Sandy, you wanted to say before
we with the prior calls, I think what's going on is that we do have this cultural revolution, this cultural kind of a conflict. And what we have is a politician, Donald Trump, who's very good at playing the instrument that strikes the chord with the people who have fear about what's happening to the American culture. You know, the evolution of American culture, the impact of immigrants coming in from other places, the Mideast, coming in Muslims, people who are different. And so there is in lying within each of us this fear of change, this tribal fear of change. And, you know, the original fabric of America's society was basically Europeans. And as we move further and further away from our primary immigrant sources being Europeans, we have this increased stress being experienced by people about whether the culture is going to change as the result of that. And so the politician, Donald Trump, is able to play this instrument of fear, this fear that the culture is going to change and it's going to change in some basic way. And it's created a movement, and the movement has taken over the Republican Party. The Republican Party does not have an ideology that can be expressed. It is a movement that is described by the acronym Make America Great Again. Make America Great Again is all about resisting the change. It's a reactionary movement to resist change. The definition of reactionary is people reacting against the change towards the future. And so we have a reactionary movement driven by fear of change, which creates a great deal of emotion and stridency. And that's what has happened to now the Republican Party, as they have come to be overpowered by the movement. And, you know, it is based in many things, and some of it is based clearly on race. I think Donald Trump was probably instructed that he didn't have to be so explicit when he talked about poisoning the blood of America. But that's clearly, in a nutshell, what scares a lot of people.
All right, phone lines are jammed again. Let's go to Annie. Good morning to you, Annie. You say what?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead, Annie.
Well, I think people are afraid of speaking up. They're afraid of speaking up. I had an incident that happened, and it's never happened before. I mean, all the times I've gone to, like, to thrift shops, and we usually get there maybe about 5 or 10 minutes before it opens. And my mom and I, we were at this one thrift shop, and there was one person outside. It was maybe 5 minutes before it would open, and it was one person that was waiting outside, and usually there's a whole bunch of people waiting. And
Different.
He was African American, and I thought, you know, maybe that's why everybody wasn't out there, because he's African American. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to wait out there, and I'm going to talk to him. And, you know, so we were talking. I went out there, we were talking and that. And then maybe a couple minutes after that, there was a guy that came out of his truck, And he went up to the African-American guy, and the other guy, he said hi to him. The African-American guy said hi to him. He did not say nothing to him. And then the guy that got out of that truck, he started talking to me. And it's like, I wasn't supposed to talk to the other guy, you know, the African-American guy.
Yeah, so where are you calling from?
Well, from Eau Claire.
Okay.
But okay. I've never had that incident, like, where someone is, like, letting me know, like, don't talk to.
Hey, Andy, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for calling. You put your finger on something that, let's go to Stephen from Green Bay first, and Sandy, we'll let you respond after we get some of these callers off the line. Stephen, good morning to you. You say what?
I have a couple of things that I'm going to try and make them quick because I know your phone lines are jammed this morning. First thing I want to say, I'd be remiss if I didn't get this out of the way first. I am glad that you and Sandy are both doing well and you guys are staying warm. We are definitely paying the piper for the mild December that we had here in Wisconsin. With that being said, in Wisconsin, it's a fun time for if you're a football fan because the Packers have advanced. And one of the things that they're doing with Jordan Love is they're saying,
Hey, Stephen, I wish I had more time for that, but let's get to the subject. Stephen?
So what I'm saying is that in this country, that is something that we need is love. And one thing that just drives me nuts about this movement with Donald Trump is a lot of them claim to be Christians, but I don't know if they've opened up their Bible or if it's just sitting on their bookshelf collecting dust. Because one of the main things in the Bible and Christianity as a whole is loving everybody, even if they don't look or think or act like us. And the fact that these Republicans are the exact opposite of that, and these MAGA people, and they call in and they're outraged by the very things that Jesus taught. Jesus hung out with some of the lowliest people in his time, and that was the point of Christianity as a whole. So this Christianity as a backdrop of why they're doing what they're doing and how they think, this always confuses me because it's the complete opposite of what Christianity actually teaches.
Hey, Stephen, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Al, you say what?
I just want to lighten the load. Go find Stu and get some music on this show.
What are you talking about, man?
Earl picks out good music.
Come on, man. All right, thank you, Al. I'll take that into consideration. Let's go, John from Boaz. Is that how it's pronounced?
Boaz. Yeah, we have the bones of the first mastodon in 1897. That's what we're known for. So, and we got the Mill Creek, which is a Class A trout stream. But what I would like to talk about right now is a book that my dad gave me to read. Growing up, I read books that he'd give me. This book, I'd like your customers and your listeners to know, I recommend strongly The Madness of Crowds, because Donald Trump, he's got that one figured out pretty good. The Madness of Crowds. It's like if you get a crowd together, you're going to have all kinds of crowd things happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
The mob. Yeah, my father used to talk about the danger of the mob.
Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Cassandra from Madison. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Thanks, Earl, for taking my call. I will be quick because I know there are a lot of people on the line.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I can understand the attraction for Trump. And based on my observations experience, and I will tell you this. one day I had a legal question, so I decided to utilize the free legal aid services here in Madison. And when I went to the clinic, the entire clinic had been commandeered by the Hispanic community. And there was an elderly white couple there who were in obviously some economic distress. And they were upset because they were not able to receive the help that they wanted. Here was an elderly couple who had paid decades into the system, and in their hour of need, they were not able to get the services because they were primarily catering to Hispanic immigrants. So I, as an African-American female, I have empathy for low-income whites and low-income people of all colors who are understandably under some financial strain, and they see that the resources that they pay taxes for, they are not being used when they need them. So the Democratic Party must present an economic message to low-income people of all races.
Isn't that what Joe Biden is doing?
It's not getting through.
So
it's not getting through.
You know, as an African American male, the prism I see it through is clearly what Joe Biden and Build Back Better is attempting to do, is to address the very issues that you're talking about.
Earl, I disagree. The Build Back Better, it's just not working.
Well, so
people
aren't feeling it. Well, the reason I say that to you, Cassandra, is in the community in which I live, where there are many poor people and many organizations that are receiving funds through Build Back Better that are opening the door in some instances and addressing the issues of the people that you are talking about, who are struggling on a daily basis. And so the resources of Build Back Better have come into some of those organizations, nonprofits, that they haven't had before, and it's starting to make a difference. You say what?
You know what? What people feel and see is quite different from what the Biden administration is putting out. All I'm saying is I can understand why the attraction for Trump. I'll go because I really am interested in hearing the viewpoints from other callers. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Sandy.
Well, I do think Trump is tapping into frustration. And I think a large portion of the MAGA movement actually is middle-class people who feel financial strain, who have not identified the fact that much of their financial strain is caused by the lack of benefits from the government that they are required to pay for themselves. So they're voting against their self-interest. But what he's appealing to with them is their frustration that they are economically strapped, but that's the result of the design of the economy as it's evolved over time. And I think that the Biden administration is attacking that issue and is trying to attack that issue. I think the primary thing that people should realize is that they're going to look at a party that is more likely to attack that issue, it is the Democratic Party and not the Republican Party. But it's this cultural movement that has brought many people under the sway of Donald Trump. Not that he's going to fix those problems. Cassandra identified it, a frustration that Donald Trump would have absolutely no potential to fix, okay? But it's part of the movement.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll return.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Half Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not?
Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
The Shaw, WAUK.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop.
Hey, Al. So when you're beating up my music, I decided, you know, to play the Duke of Earl. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number, Sandy. It's been a, you know, nonstop discussion from both sides of the equation. And it does point out, as you begin, that we begin the show and you start talking about the cultural issue, it's clear throughout all the calls that we've had, and the phones have stayed, you know, red hot since the beginning of the show, where we are. Now, how do we get around it?
Well, I do think we need leadership. We need charismatic leadership. I would agree with Cassandra that the messaging from the Democrats needs to be better about the things that they're doing, and particularly highlighting for people the fact that to the extent that they're experiencing, for instance, financial stress as members of the median income middle class, that it's the Democratic Party that would propose to solve those problems with child daycare, with better and more inexpensive health care, more accessible health care, with education and solving the cost of post-secondary education costs. You know, all these things are fundamental, important issues. And what's happened, however, is that I think the MAGA movement has grabbed a hold of issues that are much more cultural and much less based on economics.
So Sandy, let me say that what Cassandra said, and let's say she's right from the perspective of, they haven't framed it right.
They haven't framed the messaging correctly.
So
but there is much more available, you're telling me, right?
Yes. So what makes people believe that, okay, voting for Donald Trump is going to be the solution to that? How do we get from the Democrats aren't framing it right, but because they're not framing it right, I'm voting for Donald Trump? I don't, that's the part of this that befuddles me.
Well, absolutely. And that's because the social issues are overriding the thought processes associated with the situation that people face. Okay. And they're more concerned about the erosion of what they sense to be the nostalgic version of America. And that's what they're upset about. That's why MAGA, Make America Great Again, doesn't refer to a time. It's simply a reference to nostalgia.
So let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Good morning. A question to both you gentlemen. Don't you think what draws people to Trump is one word, fear? Now, if you can prove to them they don't have to be afraid, they can vote for what's best for the country, you will win them over. But you will never win them over by taking them on with your horns lowered. You have to win them over by appealing to maybe their sense of humanitarianism, their care, their concern, and their Christianity, especially.
Let me just say, Bill, I totally agree that the MAGA movement is premised on fear. That is it, okay? Capital F, fear. And it embraces all kinds of fears, most of them sociological and cultural. And you're absolutely right that you can't dissolve that or deal with it by butting heads, by talking about getting rid of the 30 million people, the 30% of the people. We had a caller who wanted to take a very tough position with those who were in that position. And I think you're right that dealing with it relates to the psychological issues associated with fear.
So let me ask you, Sandy, because that side of the equation does not give a rip about how the other side feels.
Well, the problem is that we've got fear. I mean, you know, that we've got decades of well-substantiated reasons for fear amongst those who live in the cities, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, we've got the sociological conditions so that it's hard to have a big violin out to play a sad song for the white folks of America who are worried about the ethnic culture of America being dissipated or changed or at least diluted. But the fact is that is, I think, a primary motivating force, and it is fear.
You know, Sandy, and I always say, as an African American who comprises 12% of the population of our nation. So, you know, when I hear the things that I hear in many instances, and I know that, you know, we make up only 12% of the population, that our cry is not being heard because we only make up 12% of the population. And so you hear the majority of the population with saying these things, and we're supposed to understand how they're feeling when this 12% of the population who've had to live with it, mm-hmm, is just being totally dismissed. Well, so it's hard for me, to be quite frank with you, to cry crocodile tears for people who are saying, well, you know, the world is changing before us. And
well, I view this as a phenomena. I don't have if you try to tie a judgment into it, obviously it fails to meet the test,
right,
of being sympathetic about it. But it's a phenomena that is politically playing out in our country, and it's actually playing out in the country. And to the extent that we want to avoid the impact on our country that it could have by shifting away from, for instance, a democratic process that's based on plurality to something else. And I think we should recognize that, you know, I think the numbers are 12% about African-American, right, 19% Latinos,
right,
and then we've got an increasing number of people coming from the Mideast and others that are non-European-based immigrants. And if you look at non-European-based ethnicities, it's getting to be a significant part of,
right,
the American population. And for people who are interested in worrying about whether or not the majority population and the stranglehold on power is held by whites in America, you know, that's the source of fear. But what we have to get everyone over is the notion that we have anything to be afraid about that's premised at all on ethnicities and cultural background.
Thanks, Sandy. Great conversation as always, my friend. Thank everybody who listens. Thank everybody who makes the show go. We would not be anything without you, the listening audience, the people who get up in the morning, take the time to call and listen to what we're doing. We thank you, and we're going to continue to do this. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Couldn't do it without you. Up next, Jane Matinier.
Matinier on air.
Matinier on air.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.